time now to have a look at racing today at Warwick Farm with the best in the business. Paul Joyce, good morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters out there who are going to get stuck into Warwick Farm this afternoon. It'll be a hot one, Andrew, but yep. The good news is we're on a genuine good track. And the way this track's been playing of late, it's not easy to come from too far back, so we'll see how that pattern pans out today.
Yeah, good three is, of course, where we start with a little bit of irrigation yesterday. And Ray Thomas, we may get late storms. We'll just have to monitor that through the afternoon. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew and Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, just small fields today, so Paul's point about horses coming from back in the field probably negated a little bit, but on a good three, which is terrific, and let's try and find a few winners, Andrew.
Exactly, and get the money off Tab Fixed Odds as we welcome in Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Morning, Andrew. A bit of a false start there. Remember to put that button down there. I tell you what, you're throwing me out. It's 9:37. I forgot to dial in. I thought you'd be going for a little bit longer.
Well, let's jump straight into it here. The first race at Warwick Farm is the Highland Race Colours Plate. And, the marketplace will probably tell the story of this one.
Well, it was going to tell the story before Almanzora came out this morning, because there was a really good battle developing between Almanzora and Goldfinch. Of course, they did trial against each other the other day, but Almanzora's not there. And the deduction, 26 cents the win, and nothing the place. Demonara is also out, but no deduction taken there. Goldfinch, the $2.50 favourite. Then we go to Jessamine is at $5. Las Vegas at $11. Magic Feng, $7.50. Memento, $5.50. Rita Bell at $35. And Should Have Been, Could Have Been will go around later on, it's a $5 chance. As I said, there was a battle developing between Almanzora and Goldfinch here, but since Almanzora came out, it's been one-way track for Goldfinch this morning. It did go back up 260. There was one bet of 1,600 at 260 and another bet of 10,000 at 250. It remains at the 250. So to me, I don't think the boys fancy it that much.
Yeah, well, speed-wise, Munns, she should get all the favours here, because all the real pace is drawn outside her. It looks as though Las Vegas, Jessamine, and also Should Have Been have all drawn just outside Goldfinch. So maybe some options there for Deanne Pena in the first.
Yeah, and in both her trials so far, Paul, she's shown good gate speed, so she can take advantage of that inside draw. And her most recent trial was just so impressive, wasn't it? She put a six-length margin on Almanzora, who, as Glenn said, scratched today, probably saved for the golden gift on Saturday. But the manner in which she won that trial was super impressive. As I said, she sat wide without cover, went even wider on the turn, but put a gap on her rivals. She looks a real talent, Goldfinch. I've got her on top from number nine, Should Have Been, who also comes off an impressive trial. She looked a natural winning her trial at Gosford last week, and Tracy Bartley's got her ready to race well on debut. The other two dangers, I thought, come out of the same Randwick trial, Paul, and that's Jessamine, number four, and number seven, Memento. They both finished together right alongside the winner, Shaker, in a Randwick trial on November 15. Both looked nice types that day and should race well on debut. But number three, Goldfinch, Paul, I thought she showed more than enough at her recent Warwick Farm trial to suggest she's the one to beat here. 3, 9, 4, and 7 in the first.
Yeah, ditto for me, Ray. 3, 9, 4, and 7. So exactly the same numbers in the same order. Look, Goldfinch, for me, I can't add too much more. What we've seen at the trial, she looks as though she's a natural. Obviously, $2.50, sort of still tempting punters there. Munsey happy to take some money there. Obviously, Steve Englebrecht and Deanne Pena, not the the traditional two-year-old sort of stable that we see going around week after week. But from what I've seen at the trials, no reason she won't win. Should Have Been number nine. She did look a bit of a natural herself. Did it easily up there at Gosford in her only trial win. Now, the four, Jessamine, seven, Memento, as Ray said, they both came through the same trial. There wasn't much between them, so hard to gather too much out of which one of those I prefer. But I'll be backing the 3, 3, 9, 4, and 7.
Righto, Darren Flindell calling all the action. He likes 3 as well to beat 5, 1, and 7. 3, 5, 1, and 7 in race number one. Race two, the Tab Waller Handicap here with, what's he got here? 4 of them.
Yeah, he's got 4 of the 6, but Rick Worthington's there standing up for the Warwick Farm trainers, and Kurt Goldman, who you've already interviewed this morning, Andrew, is standing up for the Goldman trainers there in this race, where Prince Morpheus is at $4.40. Esther Garage, a $3.50 chance. Brassy Bell, the $2.90 favourite. Grand Allowance at $6, Schooner at $9, and Mysticism is a $13 chance. Well, nowhere near the amount of activity on this race as there is on the first, put it that way. Most popular runner, and it's not huge, is Brassy Bell, but it's 280 out to 290. And second pick is a very, very long way away. His Grand Allowance unchanged at $6. And, well, Nick Ashman here has tipped Mysticism on top on Formline Extra last night. We got it anywhere, boys?
Yeah, I do have it in my numbers, Munns. Look, at speed-wise, we'll have a look. Brassy Bell looks to get a picnic in front. It's a small field. I can't see too much pace or pressure. But over 2,200, anything can happen. A mid-race move wouldn't surprise me. But on the speed map, at least, Brassy Bell looks to get the favours in front.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards her, Paul. I was on her last week. I thought she had every chance. She trialled Retune into the straight. To be fair, she didn't shirk a task, and she ran Retune to less than a half length on the line. It was continuation of a consistent form. She's finding it hard to win, but the point you made, Paul, is she's going to get all the favours today. Hugh Bowman's staying with her, and I just think this is her opportunity to break through number three, Brassy Bell. Number one, Prince Morpheus, defeated Brassy Bell over 1,800 metres at Hawkesbury three starts back. His two runs since have been okay. His most recent Canterbury run, he seemed to get out-sprinted coming to the turn, but over 1,900 metres, but he got going late and he was charging through the pack to run six. Back out to 2,200 metres, I think he can improve off that. Esther Courage has had a couple of chances this prep. Hasn't been too far away, though, and the 2,200 suits him. And the other Walla runner, Schooner, he can definitely improve off that Warwick Farm effort last week behind Retune and Brassy Bell. I've got the Walla Stayers running 1, 2, 3, 4, Paul, in race 2 with number 3, Brassy Bell on top. 3, 1, 2 and 5.
Yeah, I've gone 1, 3, 6 and 5. I've just thrown Mysticism into my numbers. Look, Prince Morpheus, I think the point you made there, Ray, was spot on about that Canterbury run last start. Look, he was going to run last on the turn, and then all of a sudden, once he got balanced up, he picked up ground that last 200, and I thought that was the run of the race coming through the benchmark 72, which is the strongest lead-up form race into this. So, Kerem McAvoy aboard, you won't get a jockey in better form, and in a small field where tactics could come into play, I'm happy to gamble on Kerem to get the job done there. Number three, Brassy Bell, for the earlier reasons I mentioned, she should get a soft lead in front. She's been knocking on the door. She's only fairly lightly raced, so there's still a bit of upside with her. Number six, Mysticism. Interesting that Nick Ashman did find it on top, because I was toying with putting her on top. Couldn't do it on her last run at Warwick Farm because she's basically been beaten by three rivals that she meets today, but go back to her Queensland form in the winter. You could definitely make a good case for her. She was running in races like the Grafton Guineas in some big three-year-old races up there at Doomben behind Sagarone. And that form would have her in this for sure. And the better draw today, maybe she'll be a bit closer to them in the run. Number five, Schooner. He's pretty tough. I thought his last run at Warwick Farm was a lot better than it reads on paper. 1, 3, 6 and 5. An interesting little race, race two.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 3, Brassy Bell, to beat 4, 6 and 5. 3, 4, 6 and 5 in race two. Race three, well, maybe this is the second part of it, Glenn. Maybe it's could have been earlier. Well, or should have been earlier, and this is could have been.
Yeah, and could be the one named after me, Andrew, has been. But the Schweppes handicap here, race three on the program, where seventh chick is a $5.50 chance. Could have been, which is actually a full sister to should have been in the first race by I'm Invincible there out of Our Scene Stealer for Tracy Bartley, is the $3.20 favourite and has a tongue tie on today, but they've taken the winkers off. Sugar Palmer with the blinkers taken off is an $8 chance. Lucy N at $7.50. Never Out is a $4.80 chance. Foxy Housewife with the blinkers on at $5.50. Repentant with the lugging bit on and the race plates coming back on at $51. And A Moon Dream is an $11 chance. Once again, not a great deal of activity here. I know Never Out is the most popular runner here in front of Foxy Housewife. Now, Never Out went up $5.50, was into $4.80 last night, opened $4.60 this morning. They've pushed it back to $4.80. Foxy Housewife opened $4.80, got to $5.50, opened $5 this morning. They've pushed it back to $5.50. And third pick a long way away, Sugar Palmer, who actually opened $9, was $8.50 earlier this morning, now $8.
Yeah, the pace will be on. Never Out, drawing that outside barrier. She'll make sure they move along because she'll definitely press forward and try and lead. Could have been who's drawn close to the inside. Well, she'll make sure that Never Out doesn't get it too easily. So those two should definitely settle 1-2 and make sure the pace is on.
I think they'll fight it out too, Paul. I'm leaning towards number two, Could Have Been, over number five, Never Out. She's a talented filly, Could Have Been. Show promise as a two-year-old early last season, won her maiden at Kemba on debut, was just beaten by Scarlet Rain at Rose Hill. Missed the autumn, came back during the winter and struck a really strong two-year-old race at Wyong when she had no luck from a wide barrier, ran fourth to Kentucky Miss, and then her next start on a very heavy track was unplaced behind Tango Rain and Thronum at Canterbury. Again, both those races, stakes winners have come out of them. She then stepped out to a Group 2 Silver Shadow, and I just think those first two runs back last prep might have taken a bit out of the pool. She just wasn't herself in the Silver Shadow. Tracy Bartley pulled the plug, has sent her back to the spelling paddock. She looked good recently in a Gosford trial, and I think at her best Could Have Been is the one to beat. She's a talented filly, gets the firm track, ideal barrier draw, and should get the right run with the inform Tim Clark to ride. The danger, definitely number five, Never Out. Look, this filly's effort on debut, Kim Ward's filly, had to do it at both ends at Gosford in that 1,000-metre maiden. She was taken on in front, and they were trying to ambush her from the turn, but she found a way to win that day, ran very fast time, and came home a last 600 and a tick over 33. So she's got plenty of ability, has to stretch out to 1,200 metres, but can only improve off that race debut win. Number one, Seventh Sheik, showed a lot of promise when last in work. The filly will get back. The speed should be genuine. She'll be charging home. And number three, Sugar Palmer, has some stakes placings last preparation as a two-year-old. Resuming here, comes out of a very strong Rose Hill trial behind Snoopy recently. Good race this for a midweek three-year-old filly's race. Paul, I've got two. Could have been on top from 5-1 and 3.
Yeah, it is a good little race. I've gone 2, 5, 3, and 4, so we have the same exacta here. Number two, Could Have Been on top. I can't add much more, Ray. You covered that extremely in depth there for her. The only point I'll make is in that Silver Shadow Stakes, obviously Group 2 won by Omei Sword, she was 21 into $12, so there was enough support there to think she could give a Group 2 race a decent shake, and here she is first up off a strong trial win in a benchmark 66, so you'd like to think that the punters will come for her again. Number five, Never Out. Terrific win on debut. Ray covered that. Number three, Sugar Palmer. Yeah, she was placed in stakes company during the winter, and she's had the two trials into this, whereas most of these are only coming off one. So maybe a little fitness edge for her. And number four, Lucienne. Well, she definitely has the fitness edge because she's right in the middle of her campaign and finally broke through up at Newcastle last start. So I've gone 2, 5, 3, and 4. Pretty keen on number two, Could Have Been.
Okay, Darren Flindell goes for the five, Never Out, to be 2, 3, and 4. 5, 2, 3, and 4 in race number three. Being a Wednesday, we've got Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas, Glenn Munsey from the tab, looking at Warwick Farm racing today on this good three. And Glenn, we're up to, well, a crucial race, this one, being a seven race card. It's the fourth.
Yeah, and it's the last leg of the early quad and the first leg of the normal quad. And just some additions to the Tab Talk guests, Andrew. Because of Goldfinch being so well supported in the first race, we've managed to grab Stephen Englebrett to talk to him. And we'll also talk to Damien Lane, who's got a couple of runners later on. A very promising up and coming trainer, training out of Wyong, Damien Lane, and a really nice bloke, too.
Yep.
So the fourth here, the tab.com.au. Yeah, last leg of the early quad and first leg of the normal quad, fourth leg on the fourth race on the program. We've got Flo here at $2.50 and favourite. Himalaya Flyer is a $10 chance. Prometheus now will wear earmuffs in the pre-parade only, and then we'll not wear them in the race. It's a $12 chance. Victim de l'Amour is a scratching. 5 cents a win and nothing. The place, if you want to back it, it's in at Wyong tomorrow. Axiomatic with the race plates back on today at $4.20. Sobrarian at $31. Egg Tart is a $4.20 chance. Best of Pluck at $23. Collage at $10. And Fire of Accuracy with the blinkers taken off is a $31 chance. Best supported runner here is Egg Tart. Now, it did go up as much as $7.50 yesterday. And I said last night on Formline Extra, I reckon the boys must have had a rethink and said, hang on, we've made a blue here. Because it was $7.50 into $4.80 without a great deal of support. Did go back up $4.20 this morning after the scratching of Victim de l'Amour and has remained at that quote. The favourite Flow, scratch from Wyong tomorrow to run here, has been $2.20 out to $2.50. Little sprinkling of money for Axiomatic and also for Collage.
Yeah, speed-wise, it's interesting. Obviously, Victim de l'Amour was going to be one of the on-pace runners. Now it looks like Himalaya Flyer will find the front. Axiomatic will come across from the white gate. And maybe Fire of Accuracy not too far away, Ray, but I just can't see a lot of pressure here over 1,400.
A little bit of a concern, Paul, because the two horses I like, I think, are two very promising three-year-olds, but they'll come from back in the field, number one, Flow, and number seven, Egg Tart. Look, on face value, I thought Flow was a little disappointing first up, an easing favourite at Randwick on Cup Day, and was back in the field, went wide on the turn, and I was waiting for him to come storming into the race, but he worked home okay in tradesman-like fashion, I guess you could say. He ran fifth to Fiery Trail, beaten 3.5 lengths, but when you analyse the sectional times, it was really difficult for those backmarkers to pick up Fiery Trail. It ran 1:21.11 for the 1,400 and broke 34 coming home. So he was highballing it out in front. Flo's effort on face value, I thought, was disappointing, probably better than it looked. He was first up at 1,400 that day. He was strip fitter here. The tempo aspect is a concern, as Paul mentioned, but I think he's a classy young horse on the way up. And if you're back to Flo at Randwick, give him another chance today, number one. Flow from number seven, Egg Tart. No surprise, it's been good money for this filly. As Glenn mentioned earlier, her debut at the Beaumont track at Newcastle was an absolute eye catcher. She was back in the field, went for a run at the top of the straight. The gap closed. She was held up for a fair bit of the straight, got out late, and was charging home. She'll definitely improve off that Egg Tart. I think she's the danger to Flow. Of the rest, I thought number nine, Collage, with the lightweight, he's rock hard fit, racing consistently. Number three, Prometheus, also can improve off its Kembla run. But I think they're two pretty nice 3-year olds, Paul. I've got one Flow on top from seven, Egg Tart. 1, 7, 9, and 3.
Yeah, no, it's just the tempo that balked me on those two, Ray. I've gone 5, 7, 1, and 2. I'll go with Axiomatic, who will put herself in the race and be there to win on the turn. She was just nutted on debut on the Beaumont track. She had a little bit of work there too. She was caught wide, and that is a danger today, although I can't see too many others kicking up to put the pressure on her. So hopefully Huey Bowman can get across and just sit outside the lead and go on with it from the turn. I thought it was a very solid debut effort. The seven Egg Tart, Ray covered her. She arguably should have won, and it was a flashing light sort of debut, so no surprise that the money's come for her. Flo, sectional safer, give that first up run. The form last prep would definitely have him right in this. Form lines behind the likes of Swear, Cadigan and Skylight Glow will definitely hold up here. And number two, Himalaya Flyer, well, he should get a reasonably easy time of it from that barrier, and he's jumping from 1,100 to 1,400, but has the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott polish, so he could give a bit of cheek at odds. I'll go 5, 7, 1, and 2.
Darren Flindell goes for the Tart, the Egg Tart number 7, to beat 5, 1, and 3, 7, 5, 1, and 3. And Brenton Abdullah telling us earlier that he was quite taken by Egg Tart's first run and was very keen to ride today. That's race 4. Race 5, the hashtag, the race's handicap, Glenn. It's over the 1,400.
Yeah, and you'll be looking at Egg Tart closely in the fourth if you want to have anything to do with Relaxed here in race 5, because Relaxed won the race that Egg Tart contested at the Beaumont track the other day on the 5th of November. So in this fifth race, we've got Thurston as an $8 chance. Sayed with the lugging bit on and a tongue tie on, having its first start in Australia at $5.50. Game Pie as a $12 chance. I'm Rockin' at $15. Rock of Mahal at $9.50. King Darcy, a $3.60 favourite. Hipernicus at $13. Relaxed is second pick at $4.60. And Mr. McBack for Damien Lane, and we'll be interviewing him later. It's an $8 chance. Not much activity here, but I think a lot centres around Sayed. There is some money for it, not overly well supported, but still the most popular runner. It's been 7 into 550. Interesting that Chris Waller himself in the ownership of Sayed here. Second pick is King Darcy. Third pick, I'm Rockin'. Fourth pick, Thurston, but I think punters desperate for a lead for Sayed.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming they go back from the wide gate on this horse having his first run in Australia, so that's where I've got him mapped. King Darcy, Relaxed, they probably settle 1-2. I'm Rockin' and Rock of Mahal, keeping them honest. So they're the four on-pace runners, according to my speed map, right?
I like Rock of Mahal each way here, Paul. Backing up from last week's realised potential race, look, he just had no luck. He was 3 and 4 wide facing the breeze the whole way. I thought he was entitled to drop out from the turn, but he stuck on really well and ran a 2.5 length fifth to realised potential in Sanaya. His recent form's been consistent, gets the right run as Paul suggested, and at the odds, I think he's tremendous each way value here, number 5, Rock of Mahal. From number 8, Relaxed. Look, a lovely Jeff Penta ride at the Newcastle Beaumont track last start and had every chance and did win convincingly. That's all you can do. Is a jump, though, from provincial maiden into a midweek class against his older horses, but looks a progressive type, this Monroe three-year-old, relaxed. Number two, Sayed, big watch on this horse, Paul. I thought its two trials recently have been eye-catching. Hasn't been tested in either. Former French galloper now with the Chris Waller stable, and looks a lovely type. Really interested in his debut. And number six, King Darcy, continues to race well and should get all the favourites from the good draw. It'll be very hard to beat. Competitive race again. I've got five Rocker Mahal on top each way. 5, 8, 2, and 6.
Yeah, I've gone 8, 6, 5, and 4 here. Number eight, relaxed on top, coming off that last start win on the Beaumont track. Going back to his two-year-old campaign, he did run a very good fifth behind Hair Trigger up at Wyong, so there's a bit of depth to his form there. Just trying to frank that coming into a benchmark 67 today. So I think he can take the step up, especially with him putting himself into the race, which I think will be the right spot to be. Number six, King Darcy, he'll definitely be in the right spot. He's got a perfect draw. He races on pace. Good last start, second, and Hawkesbury behind the bull. They gap the third horse there, so I think that form should be okay. Number five, Rock of Mahal, agree with Ray's point last week. It was a very good run, caught wide throughout. And number four, I'm Rockin'. I just think he could run a race with a bit of odds here off that nice draw with the claim for Nick Haywood. I just have a feeling he may end up in the absolute gun spot during the run. So it's 8, 6, 5, and 4 for me in the fifth.
Darren Flindell likes number six, King Darcy, to beat 8, 1, and 2. 6, 8, 1, and 2 for Darren in race five. And Darren, of course, will be on air at 10 to 11 to give a bit more on his selections today. Race six, the Australian Turf Club. And a reminder, their annual general meeting is on at Rose Hill tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We urge members, if you haven't voted, to attend the AGM and make sure you're a part of the future of the Australian Turf Club. And as I say, that's in the Fleming Stand, the AGM tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Did you get your votes in, Andrew?
I did. I voted online, but you can't do that anymore.
No, I reckon I voted 2 weeks ago when I first got the application and the if you don't, it's a situation. Don't start whinging that things aren't happening.
Yeah.
If you haven't taken the time to actually cast your vote and show people that you have got some sort of interest
in. Exactly. So if you haven't voted, the online is now finished. But if you're free tomorrow afternoon and you've never attended an AGM, maybe tomorrow out at the Fleming Stand at 2 o'clock is the way for you. By the way, it's Josh Fleming's birthday today. It's just popped up on my reminder.
So we had Mitch Manners last week.
Yeah, we had
Ronnie Duffersey last week.
Yeah, we had someone Josh yesterday too. It was someone's birthday. Grant Boyden's birthday yesterday. Anyway, here's the market for race six.
Must be costing a fortune for cakes and everything, Andrew, is it?
Yes, it is.
Because the next one you send will be the first. Ballantyne here is a scratching, 10 cents a win and nothing the place. Bella Galliano is an $8 chance. My Psychiatrist, good morning to them, with blinkers on today and earmuffs on, is a $6 chance. Raise the Limit at 14. Destination Tucson at $7. Reitza is a $3.40 favourite. Precocious at 7. Better Bet Red with the blinkers off at 11. Artistic Beauty with the winkers off at 6. Top Magic is out, no deduction. And Rose's Song is a $35 chance. Very little separating the favourite here, Reitza. Went up 4 with the scratching of Ballantyne, came into 3.20. Open 3 this morning has been pushed back to 3.40. Second pick and very close to it is My Psychiatrist, who as much as $14 was bet about in a full field. Was into 6.50 last night. Open 6 this morning, remains at that quote. And third pick a very, very long way away is Artistic Beauty, which hasn't moved, of being a $6 chance.
Yeah, I think the tempo will be solid here. Precocious likes to lead and get along in front. I think My Psychiatrist with those blinkers first time and Raise the Limit, she'll press forward off a wide gate. So, Ray, they should move along okay for most of them in race six.
I like number three, My Psychiatrist, Paul. The blinkers on the key. She had the two runs back this prep. Couldn't get into the race over 1,200 metres at Warwick Farm first up. Then at Hawkesbury last start, she was working home quite nicely late into fifth spot behind Circular. She's since come out and won the Goulburn Cup impressively. So the form strong out of that Hawkesbury race. She's third up today. Third up last prep, she was terrific winning at Canterbury, My Psychiatrist, back in June. And with the blinkers on, that's the key. She'll get the perfect run behind Precocious. And I'm pretty keen on number three, My Psychiatrist. Heartened to hear there's been good money, as Glenn mentioned earlier, for this mare. The danger, number seven, Precocious. Did a few things wrong at Canberra, but she was up on the speed and just kept going that day. Won by 4 lengths. Now that she's broken back into the winner's circle, she might be hard to beat. She did look pretty good that day at Canberra. Two, Bella Galliano. They were number 9 Artistic Beauty, who was honest last start in a Tab Highway, the best of the rest. But I like number 3 My Psychiatrist from 7, 2, and 9.
Oh, I'm with you, Ray. Number 3 My Psychiatrist, I think she's a good chance. 3, 4, 6, and 8 for me. As you said, third up last prep, she raced handy and she won. I think she'll be handy today with those blinkers going on. She's a big, strong mare and she's the most lightly raced mare in this field, so she does have more upside than her rivals. Number 4, Raise the Limit. I think she's underrated. I think she's a good price. Karameka will put her into the race and she'll definitely give you a sight at odds. Number 6, Ray Itza. Unlucky when resuming at Randwick over 1,300. The step to the mile will suit. She just needs that touch of luck at the right time. And number 8, Better Bet Red. Off the inside draw with the lightweight. I'll be surprised if she's not still fighting it out at the business end. So 3, 4, 6, and 8 for me in race 6.
Darren Flindell goes for the Cameron Crocker-trained Artistic Beauty, number 9, to beat 6, 3, and 4. 9, 6, 3, and 4. And got a text from Cam this morning. He's promising youngster Barbas has got a bad blood count, so it heads back to the paddock. It was down to run on the weekend, but now not there. That's race 6. The Last Glen wraps it up at 5.25.
Yeah, and it's the Tab Rewards here where Shavish is a $6 chance. Louis CK at $4.80. Choice Lager at $6.50. He's a given with the cross noseband on at $7. In the Vanguard, scratch from Saturday to run here. Blinkers on, but the tongue tie off. $4 favourite. I'm impressed at $7.50. Now, I am magnificent. It'll only take us an hour to go through the gear changes here, but the bar plates have come off the hinds, so the race plates go on. They've taken the earmuffs off it in the pre-parade, but it has earplugs, and this is the first time I've known a horse in Sydney with earplugs. Lugging bit off, but a Norton bit goes on and pacifiers gets on. Lucky it's in the last, we'll have to get there an hour before the first to get ready. It is a $41 chance. Alaskan Wolf at 16, Feature at 16, and Jagger is a $31 chance. Best back runner here in the Vanguard. Actually went back up 420 this morning, 420 into 4 so far today. And the best back to beat it is I'm Impressed, 850 into 750, third pick Louis CK.
Yeah, good pace in the last, guys. We've got Choice Lager, we've got In the Vanguard, Blinkers first time, as Munsey said, a Feature. She races on pace, and the two drawn out a little bit. He's a given, and I am Magnificent. So there should be good pressure in the last.
Which will suit number 2, Louis CK, Paul. Look, I loved his first up run. He was slow away in a 1,000-metre race at Kembla. Bellavino was flying up front, broke 57 in to win and came home in 32.8. So Louis CK was giving Bellavino a considerable start coming into the straights. He's made up many lengths. He would have run terrific sectionals coming home. He'll improve off that. He's a talented horse, as he showed last prep, and that genuine tempo up front will suit him. I can see him ambushing them late, number 2, Louis CK from the improving number 6, I Am Impressed, and he was just that last start. Very impressive at Gosford. He really powered the line to beat Feature. He's an improving horse, getting better with every run, and if he backs up from that Gosford effort, he'll be in the finish here. Number 5, In the Vanguard. Look, she's been a little bit disappointing in two runs this prep. Did start favourite in the stakes race over the Caulfield Cup Carnival first up, ran unplaced. Then last start at Rose Hill, did a few things wrong from a wide gate, but she kept battling on, ran 7th behind Carnival, beaten 2.5 lengths. Back to midweek grade, blinkers on, big watch number 5 in the Vanguard. A number 3 Choice Lager gets up on speed, will be hard to catch. 2 Louis CK from 6, 5, and 3 in the last.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. Number 2 Louis CK on top, 2, 5, 3, and 1. Look, he's had 7 starts. He's finished in the Quinella 5 times, and he's also run a third placing one. So he's basically missed a check once out of his 7 starts. Loves the trip. And I thought his first up run was terrific. Number 5 in the Vanguard, the Blinkers first time, coming through that Group 3 race first up, and then obviously a benchmark 82 last time. So she's right back in grade here. If she's going to win one, this will be it for her. Number 3, Choice Lager, he'll give himself every chance. He loves these hard tracks, and he'll be right on pace. And number 1, Chavish, he's the query runner for me. Lightly raced, strong, stable, and I thought his last trial was encouraging. So it's 2, 5, 3, and 1 for me in the last.
Darren Flindell likes In the Vanguard, number 5, to beat 3, 1, and 6. 5, 3, 1, and 6. And in fact, that's Darren Flindell's best. Race 7, number 5, In the Vanguard. I've got a feeling we might clash, Ray.
Yeah, I like Louis CK in the last, Andrew, race 7, number 2, but also like Rock of Mahal at the odds. I think Glenn mentioned 9.50. Each way, race 5, number 5, Rock of Mahal.
Race 5, number 5 each way, and then race 7, number 2. Good on you, Ray. Try and keep cool today, mate.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Ray Thomas there. And Paul, what's your fancies today?
Yeah, my best is in race three, Andrew. Race three, number two, could have been the horse that was back to win the Silver Shadow at its last start. So I think that form will really hold up. Loved her trial, and she's drawn perfectly for Timmy Clark. So race three, number two, could have been the best of the day for me.
Race three, number two, and I've just got the fields out for Saturday. Yes, they are. And I'm just looking at that Golden Gift, which has become race two, and... the horses scratched from today have not accepted there. So John O'Shea will have Florid and Korma in that race on Saturday, but not the ones that were scratched from today, Paul.
All right, interesting to see that, Bev. So I'm just going to jump on and have a quick look at that now myself. So we'll get stuck into the Saturday form at some stage this afternoon.
Yep, we look forward to it, mate. Thanks to today and good luck.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, that Golden Gift is race two on Saturday. Serena Bay has drawn barrier two for the Waterhouse Bot Stable, two in a field of 11.